Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're tightening an Amen style intro so it has that timeless roller momentum, but still keeps the ragga and jungle attitude. Think classic break energy, but with modern discipline. The groove feels alive, yet everything lands with purpose. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro that evolves, pulls the listener forward, and hands off into the drop cleanly. We're going to focus on micro timing, transient control, separation of body versus air, and momentum automation. All stock devices. All right, open a fresh live set. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a default. Now create some groups so you can stay organized when things get busy. A group for breaks, one for tops, one for FX and VOX, and one for PRE drop elements like impacts and risers. This isn't admin work. This is you future-proofing your intro so you can build energy without losing the plot. Now pick an amen. Drag it onto an audio track. Go into clip view and turn warp on. If live detected the tempo wrong, set the seg. BP them so the clip behaves correctly. For warp mode, start on beats. Set preserve to transients, transient loop mode to forward, and begin with a 1/16 setting. We'll adjust if it starts sounding choppy or smeared. Now, find a clean 1 or 2 bar loop. You want a section that loops smoothly and doesn't have weird artifacts unless you want that character on purpose. Once it's looping right, consolidate it. Command or Control J. Consolidation is huge, because now you've got a stable, reusable piece of audio to tighten and shape without constantly fighting the original file boundaries. Goal check. It should feel stable. No flam on the main hits, no dragging, no facey smearing. Now the real skill. Tightening the timing without murdering the swing. Here's the rule. Do not hard quantize the whole amen. If you iron it flat, you'll get something that's correct but dead. We only tighten what needs tightening. Start with warp markers for macro timing. Zoom in and identify the true impact points. Teacher tip. Don't align to the biggest peak. On old breaks, the loudest part might be slightly after the transient. Instead, align to the first upward edge of the transient, the moment the hit starts. That's the anchor that makes the groove feel locked. Put your first anchor on the bar start, 1.1.1. Then align your main snares. In drum and bass phrasing, you're usually thinking of those big hits on 2 and 4. Get those to sit where they should. Then choose one important kick anchor. That's often enough. Now, before you add more warp markers because it still feels off, do a forward feel test. Create a quick MIDI track with a closed hat on every 8th note. Just a basic tick tick tick. Loop 4 bars of your intro. Now listen. Does the MN lean back even though it's technically in time? If yes, don't add swing. Usually you need to pull the main snare transient earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny nudges. This is the difference between a break that shuffles and a break that drives. If you want controlled human feel, use groove pool, but lightly. Grab a subtle swing, like an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58. Apply it with timing at maybe 10 to 25%, velocity barely, like 0 to 10 and random almost none, 0 to 5, and don't feel forced to commit it. Many times it's better left live so you can tweak against the bass later. Key check again, the loop should push forward. In rollers, the energy is in that slight urgency. Not rushed, not late, just confidently ahead. Next, transient control. This is where tights start sounding like ready for the dance. On the Amen track, drop an EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by a couple dB with a medium Q. If you need snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6K can help, but keep it tasteful. We're not turning it into a pop snare. Now add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Because we want classic break clarity. Transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20. But be careful, too much and it gets brittle and fatiguing fast. And usually keep boom off. Let your sub and your drop handle the low end flex. Then add a saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. And level match the output. If it sounds better only because it's louder, it's not better. It's just louder. If the break is too spiky and you want it to sit down a touch, add glue compressor gently. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing, we're just making it behave. Coach note, do your timing work before saturation. If you saturate first, transients get thicker and harder to align. The fast order is, warp anchors, trim tails, EQ cleanup, then transient and saturation, then glue. Now let's trim tails without overcompressing. This is a sleeper technique that makes brakes feel tighter without changing their tone. Open the clip envelopes. Choose volume. Now draw tiny dips just after the main kick and snare hits. Think 2 to 6 dB dips, lasting 20 to 60 milliseconds. What this does is it microgates the tail so the next hit has space, but it doesn't clap the whole signal like a heavy gate or compressor. It's surgical, and it keeps the character. Next step, split the amen into body versus air. This is one of the most timeless, modern sounding workflows because it gives you control without losing the amen identity. Fast method, duplicate the track twice. Name one amen body and the other amen AIR. On amen body, use a Q8 and low pass at around 7 to 9K. You're keeping punch, removing harsh top. Shape the mids so the snare has weight and the kick doesn't thump too long. On amen air, high pass around 2 to 4K. This is just the fizz, the snap, the hi-hats, the crispness. You can add a tiny bit of saturation for sparkle, even a light redux if you want a bit of grit, but subtle. And this is the layer you can automate for energy later. Now do an early mono check. Put utility on the master, set width to 0%, and listen for 30 seconds while you balance body and air. If the air disappears or turns nasty, you've got phase issues or the top layer is too wide somewhere, usually from reverb. Fix it now, not later. Alternative for even more control, slice the amen to a drum rack. Right-click the clip, slice to new MIDI track. Transient slicing, create drum rack. Now you can tighten specific hits, replace weak snares, add ghosts, and create variations without mangling the whole loop. For advanced intros, slicing is the power move. Now let's bring in raga elements. Raga works best as punctuation, not constant noise. Treat it like call and response with a break. Here's a simple 16-bar mindset. Bars 1 to 4, sparse. Maybe one vocal stab every 2 bars. Bars 5 to 8, add short shouts on turnarounds. Bars 9 to 12, increase fills. A snare pop, a quick gunshot, a dub siren tail. Bars 13 to 16, tension and a pre-drop hook. You're telling a story, not spamming samples. On your raga stab track, put EQ height and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's harsh, tame 3 to 5K a bit. Add light saturation to glue it into the break world. Then add echo. Try an eighth note or a dotted quarter. Feedback around 15 to 35%. And inside echo, filter it. Cut lows below 300, cut highs above 7 to 10K. The echo should feel like space, not like another instrument fighting your snare. Now we're going to create depth with controlled returns. This is where jungle becomes cinematic, but you have to keep it tight so the groove doesn't slow down. Make return a short room. Use reverb with decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 7 to 10K. Use this lightly on snare accents and raga stabs. The goal is a sense of place, not wash. Make return a dub wash. Hybrid reverb works great. Set it to a longer decay, around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut 300 to 500 Hz. After the reverb, add auto filter and automate cutoff on transition so it feels like the sound is getting sucked into the void. Now, one of the money moves, on the last half bar before a phrase change, send a single snare hit hard into the dub wash. Let it bloom for a moment, then cut it abruptly with a filter or a volume automation. That sudden space creates forward pull. Your brain leans into the next bar. If your reverb is making the groove feel slow, do this. Put a compressor after the reverb on the return, sidechained from the amen body. Fast attack, medium release, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. Now the reverb ducks out of the way when the break hits and fills the gaps between hits. Big space, tight groove. Now arrangement, density automation. A roller intro evolves. It doesn't just loop. Here's a clean blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, amen tight, subtle room. Bars 5 to 8. Add the air layer or some hats, tiny fills. Bars 9 to 12, add raga punctuations and micro edits, like a little 1/16th or 1/8th cuts. Bars 13 to 16, tension, filters opening, maybe a short breath, and a pre-drop cue. Tools for density automation. Put auto filter on the amen AIR layer. Start cutoff around 4 to 6K, then open gradually toward 10 to 14K by the time you hit bar 13 to 16. That's frequency reveal. It feels like acceleration, without needing the meters to jump. Use utility for micro dips. Automate a minus 1 to minus 3 dB dip on the first beat of new phrases. It's a psychological trick, The next hit feels bigger even though you didn't actually slam a limiter. Beat repeat can work, but be disciplined. Put it on a return or a duplicated track, not your main break. Interval 1 bar or 2 bars, grid 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10-25%. Keep it bright with its filter, and automate it on only at end-of-phrase moments. One little glitch that's intentional beats constant random chatter. Advanced variation ideas: if you want extra sauce without clutter, try a 2-amen handshake. Use a clean amen for bars 1-8, then switch to a dirtier or pitched one for bars 9-16. Crossfade over one bar while low-passing the first one down and high-passing the second one up. It feels like a DJ changed record energy, but it's still one coherent intro. Another roller propulsion trick: ghost snare discipline. If you slice to MIDI, add very quiet ghost snares 1/16 before the main snare on selected bars, like every 2 or 4 bars. Keep them high-passed so they're more tick than thud. It creates urgency without adding more hats. And if you want a rag on nod without a gimmick, do a micro-rewind illusion. On the last beat of bar 8 or 16, duplicate a tiny 1/8 snippet of the break, reverse it, band-pass filter it, and fade it quick. It reads like a rewind cue, but it doesn't derail momentum. Now we polish the most important moment, the drop handoff. This is where rollers win or lose. Option A is the pre-drop breath. In the last quarter or half bar, mute the amen or high-pass it aggressively. Let an echo tail or reverb tail carry, then hit an impact on the downbeat of the drop. Negative space equals impact.